Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Thursday, April 21st, 2022. I'm Rich Strappolino. Earlier this year, France's data protection agency, CNIL, fined Google 150 million euros for using confusing language in cookie banners. In response, Google has introduced new cookie banners for Europe that will offer reject all, accept all, or more options choices, initially coming to France and then extending across the European Economic Area, the UK, and Switzerland. These new banners will appear on Google Search and YouTube for users not signed in to an account. A new regulatory filing shows that Elon Musk received commitments for $46.5 billion to finance a potential tender offer on Twitter. A tender offer would see Musk purchase some or all shares of the company directly from shareholders rather than through an offer negotiated with Twitter's board. Instagram head Adam Mosseri announced the platform will change its ranking algorithm to promote original content in places like the Reels and Feed tabs. Reposted content will be less likely to be recommended, as will accounts that primarily repost content. The algorithm will also stop resurfacing content already shared on the app for less repeats. Amazon launched Buy with Prime, which lets third-party merchants use Amazon's shipping and logistics network to fulfill orders on their sites. These sites will be able to display Prime badges for items eligible for free expedited Prime shipping, with Prime members able to use Amazon account info to place orders. At launch, the service will be available by invitation for sellers already using Fulfillment by Amazon. Brave's search engine added a new discussion section that will surface results from forums supporting Reddit and Stack Exchange initially. Brave will only show the discussion section on relevant searches and will be sorted based on relevancy, recency, and upvotes. DuckDuckGo announced it will use an original publisher's web page in place of Google AMP versions when loading or sharing an AMP page from DuckDuckGo apps or extensions. The makers of the Brave browser made a similar move to avoid AMP pages earlier this week. The European Parliament's Internal Market and Consumer Protection Committee voted 43-2 in favor of negotiating with member states on standardizing charger ports on mobile devices to USB-C. The committee voted to extend the standard to laptops as well, with exemptions for devices too small for the port, like smartwatches. The European Parliament will vote next month to confirm how it will negotiate with member state governments on the details of this legislation. Canonical founder and CEO Mark Shuttleworth said he was confident the company would file for an IPO in 2023. Shuttleworth said Canonical generated $175 million in revenue in 2021. Ars Technica passed on a report from the South Korean site The Elec that HP developed a foldable OLED laptop using a 17-inch LG display panel. LG showed off a foldable laptop design using the panel back at CES. The device was measured 11 inches when folded. In the larger foldable market, Lenovo was first with the 13.3-inch ThinkPad X1 Fold back in 2020. At CES this year, Asus announced the ZenBook 17-fold OLED would come to market in mid-2022. Okta released a report on the breach it experienced back in January. Okta said a threat actor got control of one engineer's workstation at the support firm Citel for 25 minutes on January 21st. During that time, it accessed two customers, but did not perform any configuration changes, password resets, or impersonate customer support. Okta had previously said as many as 366 customers could have been accessed, but the actual number was just two. Apple announced that its Communication Safety in Messages feature will roll out to the UK in the coming weeks. Introduced in June 2021 in the US, this feature locally scans images sent or received on iPhones used by minors for nudity, blurring out the images and warning the child it contains sensitive material. Insider sources say Sony began looking into monetization options to encourage developers to make free-to-play games in the PlayStation Store, including in-game ads. Sony reportedly began considering this initiative 18 months ago and plans to roll it out by the end of 2022. As of May 11th, a new policy change in the Google Play Store will no longer allow developers to use the Accessibility API for remote call recording on Android. In Android 10, Google blocked call recording for third-party apps. This change won't impact call recording functionality offered on the default dialer preloaded onto a device, like on Google Pixel or Xiaomi phones. Microsoft disabled the legacy SMB1 file sharing protocol by default on the latest Windows 11 Home Insider dev channel builds. IT admins can still manually reinstall it, and it won't impact in-place upgrades on PCs. Microsoft says the next major Windows 11 production release will disable SMB1 by default as well. Microsoft deprecated SMB1 all the way back in 2013, and it's not installed on Windows 10 or Windows Server 2016. And finally, Apple released a firmware update for the Apple MagSafe battery pack, which now supports charging a connected iPhone at 7.5 watts rather than the original 5. The firmware will update over the next week when connected to a phone, or users can connect the battery with a lightning cable to a Mac or iPad. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show, dailytechnewsshow.com. And remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.